This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hey, welcome in to the Insiders, a Friday edition. It's already April 11th. What the heck, dude?
I don't know.
What?
This is April weird.
The basketball season ends on Sunday. The regular season ends on Sunday.
Yeah, this season has gone by faster than any season I can remember.
I think it's because with the Kings specifically, and I'll say good morning to everybody and stuff here in a second. I think it's with the Kings specifically. It feels like the season started like six times.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bunch of like, okay, all right, let's reset. Okay, now we're good. It happened so many times that it feels like the season just started. Because like Domas just got back from his ankle injury. I think that's kind of what it is. Good morning, everyone listening on ESPN 1320 AM. We appreciate you on the radio. If you're listening on the free Odyssey app, hello. Shout out to you. If you don't have the Odyssey app, you can download that in your app store. Search ESPN 1320, favorite us. And then we're just right there. And you can listen to us live around the world on the free Odyssey app. YouTube, Twitch, the Chatty House, youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. And of course, a salute to our podcast listeners, the James Hammond, Kyle Madsen Show. If that is how you consume the program, hello, we thank you very much. If you've not subscribed to the James Hammond, Kyle Madsen Show, wherever you get your podcasts, fix that ASAP. But if you have already, salute, hope the future is going well. All right, before we get into the Kings-Clippers game, the penultimate game of the regular season for the Kings, I did a sound bath last night.
I don't even know what that is, Kyle.
Bro, I was not familiar either, but my wife had gone and done one, and she said, I think you'd really enjoy it. So I was like, yeah, let's go do this. It's this small room. It's like a yoga studio kind of. But it's very dim, like very like zen.
Okay.
And you lay down on a yoga mat. She actually has like dog beds. that you can lay on, but you bring a yoga mat and you lay down, and they have, it's like those bowls, those glass bowls of different sizes.
Okay.
And then she takes like a, like this wand thing and like moves them around the bowls, and it makes these really like soothing sounds. And that's just all you hear, and you just lay and you lay down, and most people fall asleep, and you do this for 45 minutes. And it was fascinating. Yeah, dude, that's what it is. But it was fascinating because I felt like I was asleep, but I don't remember falling asleep, and I don't really remember waking up. Like, my stream of consciousness, my stream of thought never really stopped. Huh. It was unbelievable, man. I can't wait to go back. I had such a good time with it.
So was it like when you're a teenager and you're sitting at the Denny's or Lions? Like, wait, in Grass Valley, we had
Lions. Wow.
We had the Lions, right? And it was open 24 hours. So you go and get like a chocolate milkshake and the big fat fries and dip your fries into the milkshake. But if you had your water glass, you dip your finger in the water and you go around the, like, and then you can take everybody else's water and you can make different noises. But
same concept.
Okay.
So same concept. But bowls and more formal than sitting at Alliance, which I'm not begrudging. Salute. So no, it was. I don't even know how to describe. But for me, I spend so much time, like, my brain just never stops. Like, it's just anxiety and just constantly thinking about like the next thing, and I'm constantly looking at my phone or a screen, and I'm worried about like, what if this news breaks and what if that news breaks, and I got to stay on top of everything all the time. Having my phone turned off in a way. Not able to access it, not having to listen to anyone. And sometimes when I drive home from work, I'll not have music or anything on. I'll just kind of drive in silence for a while. And even that, like, I'm focused on driving, right?
Yeah.
But this was just, I'm laying down. I've got a pillow. I've got a blanket. And I don't have to focus on anything except these soothing sounds and noises.
Hmm.
And bro, it was like the first time I felt like I could actually turn my brain off. In I don't know how long. I had such a good time. It felt like, you know when you leave a massage and your body feels like reset? You're like, oh man, that's how my brain felt. It was amazing. It was amazing. Highly recommend a sound bath. Salute. Nice.
I had a massage yesterday. I went to go get a massage yesterday.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Nice. How'd that go?
It was excellent.
Did it make your teeth feel better?
No. Nothing is making my teeth feel better.
I forgot that you got whatever. I don't know exactly what you had, but you sit down today and you're like, my teeth hurt. Like,
my teeth hurt. Yeah. So if you haven't noticed over the last couple of days, whether even like on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, I went, I did our show. Then I drove up. I had lunch and I went to the orthodontist and I got, like, it's not Invisalign, but it's a version of Invisalign to fix just my front teeth overlap. I had braces when I was a kid. My teeth were totally straight. And then, like everyone else in your 20s, you don't have insurance. at least in my day, you didn't have insurance. And I had a wisdom tooth come in and it pushed all my teeth over.
Oh, brutal, dude.
So, yeah. So I'm basically fixing just the overlap on my front teeth. And man, it hurts. Like, I at this point, I have like, my teeth are soft and squishy, and I have a little bit of a lisp here and there because, you know, I'm wearing pieces of plastic in my mouth.
Sure.
And so I'm just kind of like gritting it out. This is like the first couple of days. It reminds me of when I was a kid and you got braces and they went in and it made adjustments and you're like, oh, this is horrible. Yeah.
Dude, it's because all the teeth are moving. It's not just, you can't just fix the two. Yeah. When the two move, the rest of them move. Salute to you for gutting it out. I'm not sure I would be able to. So we appreciate it immensely because we have a Sacramento Kings game tonight against the Clippers. And I don't even know what to call this because we've
Prelude
been saying
to
every
the
game.
Play-in?
Every game is going to be a big game going forward, but I don't even want to classify this as a big game.
Yep.
It's just kind of a game that's happening. And if the Kings win, they get home court advantage in the play-in, right? But they also need Dallas to lose one of their last two, which I think they will. And the Kings will have home court advantage in the play-in. The Kings need to win one of their last two or have Dallas lose one of their last two. So I don't even want to call this like a big game. It's just a... Eh. Well, it's just kind of there. It's just a game that's happening.
The Kings have to win one of the two. And if they win both, right, they finish the season at 500. If they don't, then again, it's going to be once again another sub 500 season. And I think the crazy thing people may or may not know is that in the history, the 40 plus years now in Sacramento, the Kings have the 8-year run of Rick Adelman over 500. They have the last 2 years over 500. They don't have another season over 500. Dave Yeager capped out at 39 wins. Gary St. Jean, I think, had 39 2 years in a row. And this would be like the 11th out of 40 41 years of Kings basketball where they would be at 500, which is just crazy to think.
That's unbelievable almost. Like, I know that, but when you lay it out that way, you start to see kind of the importance of, okay, get to 500. Like, just go win your next two, get to 500. Like, there's a symbolism there that may not matter NBA-wise, right? Like, no NBA team is really gunning for 500. But for the Kings, when you just kind of look at the history of it,
mm-hmm.
the 41 and 41, just on the basketball reference sheet, right, that has all their records,
yeah.
The 41 and 41 matters here. So I guess they are playing for something.
Yeah, maybe they are. And you know what? I think that Doug Christie's career here in Sacramento as a head coach, like as the interim head coach, it could be tied to this. Like, I think that they've made their decision on him. I think they've got a good feeling for who he is, and I think there is a very good chance he gets a job. But at the same time, like, these are things that matter to this franchise, because I know when Dave Yeager decided not to go for 40 wins and not to go press for 500 at the end of the season, and you know, the last game of the season, I was in Portland, and the Kings put up, I think, 83 in the first half. They were running over the Trailblazers, and the Trailblazers they had six players that were playing, including Scalabissiere. Dave Yeager waved the white flag at halftime and didn't put his starters back on the court, and they ended up losing the game. And the anger from ownership, front office, like everybody else, was so palpable. They were so pissed. And I mean, I got the call early the next morning that Dave Yeager was fired.
Dang.
Yeah, early the next morning. And then I got another phone call after that, and they started gutting everybody. And it was like, oh no.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, so there was definitely a reaction to even them not pushing for 500. I mean, I don't think that Dave was coming back either way, but his last, like, middle finger to the organization was like, I don't care about that.
Knew he was gone.
I don't care about that 40th win. I don't.
Okay, so with that in mind then, and we'll talk about why tonight's game is important just kind of from a big picture standpoint. So if let's say the Kings either win or lose tonight, it doesn't matter, but let's say they secure home court in the play-in tonight.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I want to say they win. So let's say they win tonight. Do you have the feeling then that instead of resting up against Phoenix, they would go for it just to get to 41 and 41?
I think you got a good shot to win either way against Phoenix. Because Phoenix isn't going to be playing for
anything. That's a good point.
So yeah. I think that you're probably... Well, I mean, we'll have to see, too. I don't know when the G League Championship is. I think it's like it starts any day. Like, if it's not tonight, it'll be tomorrow. So, and I don't know if it's one game or two. I don't know what the G League Championship is, to be honest with you, how many games there are, but the Kings are in it, you know?
Shout out to the Stockton Kings.
Yeah.
Love the two of them.
So, I mean, there is a point where I could see the Kings, like, bringing Mason Jones in and bringing Isaiah Crawford up and letting them play a whole bunch in a game that doesn't matter. But I also could see them going, no, we want that 41st win. And we also want some momentum heading into the play-in.
Yeah. And I think, too, that's a big thing. And I think there's a culture aspect of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody in the chat, and I would like to find it because I would like to give them credit. King of Mactown says, it's not just a game to the Clippers. Stealing the other team's joy still needs to be a thing. And that's where I agree here. That was the, like, foundational culture that Doug Christie wanted to establish.
Okay.
Was there's joy to be taken, and our goal is to take the other team's joy from them. Like, that is what we want to do on a night in, night out basis.
Yes.
And he said, like, we're not going to play well every night, but we're going to play hard every night, and that's the goal, right? You want to steal. That has to be the primary messaging to me. It can't be, hey, this organization has largely been bad, and we want 41 wins. It has to be about this individual game and taking every single game as its own individual kind of ecosystem, I guess, and saying there's joy to be had and we want to steal it from the opponent, especially because we talked about kind of playing spoiler and we'll go through the West. It's insane right now. I saw Scooter ask, aren't the Clippers in a battle with the Dubs? The Clippers are in a battle with everyone.
Everyone. Yeah.
The Clippers could finish as high as 3 and as low as 8. Like they are in the thick of this in the West. So they badly want this game. My interest with the Kings is less, okay, how do they match up? How does this go? How do they, like, I don't even care. I care even less about how does the offense look necessarily, and more just, do they go play this game with the necessary force? Like, hey, they're going to do everything they can to scratch and claw and play spoiler in this game. Like that should matter to a team where the culture that the coach is trying to set is stealing joy. It's like, that is there is no more prime opportunity than this. If the Clippers lose to the Kings tonight, it would be a catastrophe in LA. We talked about this with the Warriors losing to the Spurs and how bad that loss was for them. The Clippers are viewing this game the exact same way. I promise. They are viewing this the exact same way. Whether you think that's disrespectful or not, if we got somebody on from an LA radio station or called up a Clipper fan and said, hey, how do you view this game tonight? They're like, oh, easiest game left on the schedule. This is a game we're going to win. We're 1-0 right now.
Yeah.
The last two.
Yeah.
That's how they're viewing this. And I think the Kings need to take that personally.
No, I would agree with you. I also, you know, we're kind of watching all these other teams fight it out, right? And mm-hmm. It kind of feels like the Kings are the dude standing off to the side while, like, a gun battle is going on, that when everyone, like, kills each other, they go around and, like, grab the wallets. You know, they're, like, checking for wallets. You know that guy. You're like, you've seen this movie. And yeah. You're like, hey, look, they're all dead. I'm going to go grab their wallets. It's like, well, that's not cool. But that's what it kind of feels like. The Kings are kind of in a stage where it's like nobody is really concerned about them. They're all worried about everybody else. And, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. But if I'm the Kings, like, you want to show up and you want to play well here in the last, you know, week of the season and make sure that you're going into the play-in with the right frame of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. We'll continue talking about this. We'll continue talking about the Kings game tonight and just the chaos that's going on in the West. Like, the Kings aren't in that chaos, but with their game tonight, they play a really, really significant role in that. So we'll continue looking at that while looking at the game tonight and looking around the NBA. A couple of very good questions in the chatty house. We'll get to those at youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. And if you would like to join the program, please hop on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line at 916-909-1320. That's 916-909-1320. If you'd like to join the show, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen and Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. We're back in a second on ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, he's James. I'm Kyle. Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube, as you just heard the voice guy say. We had a couple of interesting questions in the chatty house. YouTube.com/ESPN1320 and Twitch.tv/ESPN1320. I want to start with Shoeless99, who said, Kings culture, they quit a week ago against the Wizards. It's hard to trust them. I would agree. And that's why tonight is very important to me. If this is a team, and they've battled back, they punted that game against the Wizards inexplicably, but then they came back, they throttled Charlotte, they got a win in Cleveland, and they got a win in Detroit, and they lost in their return home against Denver. But I thought they kind of righted the ship, right? Like, I didn't think they played horribly against Denver, and it doesn't feel like they quit. But this is why I think this is important, because when you talk about this Kings culture and what Doug Christie is doing and he's what he's trying to kind of establish with this group of players, that's why tonight's a big deal. If you can throw your jerseys on the court, you can lose, and it might not affect your place in the standings. Dallas could lose, and you could clinch home court and lose by 30 tonight, right? Like, that's kind of where things stand from a just standings standpoint. But on the other hand, I think if you're trying to establish the thing that Doug Christie is looking to establish, you have to go play like the number one seed is on the line tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I would like to see. Will we? I don't know.
I think if you're the Kings, like, you decided, you made the decision as a franchise not to cash in the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've had some major, major, like, highs and lows all the way throughout the season, specifically even since the trade deadline. Like, it's been all over the board. But you still have an opportunity. And, like, if I'm the Kings, you know, I can, like, watch this team and say, hey, look, Denver's just a better team than they are, right? And I expected, we got to a certain point in that game, you're like, okay, Denver's going to beat them tonight because Denver's just a better team.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that was going to be totally the case going into it, but if you go back and look at a lot of their losses, it's specifically about that. It's just that they don't have the formula to win consistently,
yeah,
right? But then you have these outliers. So, I mean, we can talk about Washington being like the biggest outlier ever. This team has not just laid down against bad teams and had huge, horrific losses like they did last year. Last year, that was a theme of the year. This year, I don't see that. But what I do see is that they are a team that can beat a couple of teams that randomly that they don't have any business beating. Like, they don't have any business going into Cleveland and beating Cleveland. Cleveland has 63 wins on the season. They're one of the best teams in the league. And I just don't understand how that happened and how it happened twice. You go into Detroit on a back-to-back after playing everybody 40-plus minutes. Some of them played 45 minutes. They fly to Detroit overnight. They get in there. And they beat a good Pistons team, that's on the rise and all that stuff. So I don't know who they are. And I would like to tell you that we're going to get halfway through this Clippers game and it's going to be like, oh, this is the same team that showed up against the Cavs. But I don't think that, I wouldn't bet on that happening. But it can be. And that's what's so weird about this team. It's that they can beat good teams and they can... You know, again, we talked about how last year they were 0-4 against Houston. This year they're 3-1 or 4-0 or 3-0, whatever it is. And the same with New Orleans. Last year they couldn't beat New Orleans. New Orleans is a different team this year. They're not good. But again, the Kings were able to beat them. The Kings just don't make any sense. Last year they couldn't lose to the Lakers. This year they can't beat the Lakers. Like,
so weird.
From one year to the next, it's like the same group of dudes, and then all of a sudden it's not. But you have no idea. And being a coach for this team, I can't even imagine like the angst going into a game thinking, okay, I prepped, I did everything that I know I can do to get this team ready. And then they go out and it's almost a coin flip on which team is going to like show up on the court. And again, the Denver game, I think it was a good effort. If you get that same effort against the Clippers, you'll have a shot. But I also, like, there are limitations to this team, and I think that we see that time and time again as well.
Yeah, like, there's just certain things. Like, we talk about DeMar DeRozan in the offense. We talk about the overall, like, force that they play with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are controllable things. There's also just roster shortcomings that everybody knows they have. And they're exacerbated when Keegan Murray and Jake LaRavia aren't playing.
Oh, totally.
Like, those are so like there's just certain ceilings they're going to hit, and they are literally what we've been saying since January. Like, they're just if you're doing power rankings, they're like 15th, 16th.
Yeah.
Like, they are the line of demarcation between good and bad NBA teams. It's like, if you're worse than the Kings, you're bad. If you're better than the Kings, you're good. And they're just right smack in the middle. And I don't think that's, I mean, there's I think kind of worse places to be. We'll talk in the summer about changes they can or need to make or whatever. But I think for now, as we go into a game against the Los Angeles Clippers, who the Kings have had a hard time beating this year, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, they could win. They could definitely win. It's like I said, they're fighting uphill a little bit with Laravia and Murray's injury. Was Keegan still questionable tonight?
Keegan is questionable. And to be honest, this is a game that you need those guys. This is a team that has length and athleticism. Not only that, but like putting Keon Ellis on James Harden saying, hey, kid, go to work. It's like, hey, James Harden outweighs Keon Ellis by like 65 pounds.
I don't think like James Harden is a massive person.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Like, he's a legit, what, 6'6"? 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, I think
and he's just like wide. Like he's a really, really tough guard. Like there's a reason he's one of the best scorers of all time.
Yeah, and the problem is that he uses his physicality so well. He's listed at 6'5", 220. I'm going to put him more like 230.
And again,
I think Keon Ellis might be listed at 185, but I'm going to guess it's not 185. It's just really tough when you're going into a game and you know he's listed at 175. So again, we're looking at just on listing 45-pound weight difference. That's where you really need Laravia and you really need Keegan Murray to defend him. And then we haven't even got to the fact that they have Kawhi Leonard. And then they have all these other wings. They have Amir Coffey. They have Derek Jones Jr. This is how a team should be built in the modern NBA.
They have Chris Dunn, who isn't a 6'7" athletic, but he is a very, very good defender.
Yeah.
For his size and his position.
He's a bit of a hack, but
they're a really tough matchup.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look real quick. We're talking about James Harden. And did you know James Harden is 11th all time in scoring?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean,
that's wild, man. He's at 27,625 points.
It's funny you say that, actually. God. We were looking yesterday. I was on D'Lon Casey for Jesse, and we were looking at the all time scoring leaders and putting Debo on there, kind of seeing where he'd land after it's all done. And James Harden was the one that stuck out to me the most. So it's funny you say that. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's really high
up
there.
He's going to be comfortably top 10 by the time he's done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. James Harden's an incredible scorer. And Randy Lilly brings up in the chat Norman Powell, too, that he's another guy. And the Kings haven't faced Norman Powell many times this year. It seems like every time they play the Clippers, Norman Powell is hurt and they're not going up against him. But he's had an excellent season. The one time I do remember him playing, he tore the Kings up. So you're kind of like,
if you hit like 8 threes or something.
Yeah, it's something crazy. Like, and that's the problem that the Kings have. It was early in the season that they, you know, again, you might be able to slow Norman Powell down with a guy like Keon Ellis, but you just don't have the other pieces to stop a team like this specifically, especially if Laravia and Murray are going to continue to miss time.
And this is where, for me, it comes back to, all right, you're going to have to grit this game out. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to scratch and claw and just find different ways to gain an edge, gain an advantage, pulling down rebounds, second chance points, getting to 50-50 balls. Like, it's just all of the Kings are going to have to win on so many of the margins, because I don't think you can go in and just go blow for blow with this Clippers team in your current state and beat them. No, and that's where it comes back to that culture thing we're talking about. And like, okay, can everybody get on that same page where everybody's boxing out, everybody's diving on the floor, everybody's doing all the things you need to be doing to kind of swing an upset in this way?
Yeah, and if you don't have everybody pulling the same direction and trying their best to play team basketball, you're going to lose badly. Like, this is a quality team with a couple of guys that can put up huge numbers on you at any moment.
Yeah. Norman Powell, by the way, you mentioned his one game against the Kings this year. He went for 31-12-2 in that game.
Yeah.
But that was back on November 8th.
He's
also questionable.
I remember being early in the season, and they also, at that point, they didn't have Kawhi Leonard.
Yes. So. Yes. The other thing I wanted to get to from the chatty house, Jay Hardaway says, Kings need this win more than the Clippers. I disagree.
Oh, yeah.
The Clippers are in a spot where if they lose, they could fight. They're in fifth right now in the West at 48-32. But they're in a spot where if they lose tonight, they finish their season against the Warriors in Golden State. And if they lose that game, they could be staring at the number, like seven seed.
Yeah.
So they need this one against the Kings. And by extension, just real quick, Warriors fans are all Kings fans tonight.
Oh,
they would love to see the Clippers lose this.
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers continue to hang out with this whole group, right? If the Clippers win, they actually have a shot to catch the Lakers for the number three seed. Like, they're only a game behind the Lakers for the third seed. But if they lose, they can drop all the way to eight. And the Kings are locked in to either the 9 or the 10, but most likely the 9. And that's just it. I mean, like, the Kings, like, do they have something to play for? Yeah, we can talk about trying to get to 41 wins, talk about having positive momentum, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, the win doesn't really mean anything functionally for them outside of, you know, because they can also get a Dallas loss. They can, if they beat the Suns on Sunday, they'll be the 9 seed without any question. They have their magic number for the 9 seed is 1. So they need any combination of a win or a loss by the Dallas Mavericks, and they go in as a number 9 seed and host the first play-in game.
Dallas has the Raptors tonight. And then do you know who they finished their season with?
It's a tough one.
Their season against. Is it?
Yeah.
They have the Raptors tonight, and it's the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And Memphis is going to badly need that. Memphis, the number 7 seed, after losing last night to the Timberwolves. So yeah, I get why this is an important game for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you talk about trying to establish momentum and you try and talk about establishing culture and this and that, like that's all fine. But the Kings could lose this game and still host their 9-10 playing game. Like, there's nowhere up they can go. And you just said it. The Clippers are in a spot where if they lose tonight and lose to the Warriors, they could be sitting in the 8 seed and going on the road for a play-in game.
Well, yeah. And
that would be devastating.
If the Clippers went out and the Nuggets lose one game, the Clippers could actually be the 4 seed and host the first-round playoff series. Like, where they're at right now is, like, really, really safe. Like, a 4-5 matchup, whether it's home or away against the Nuggets. That's kind of, I think a lot of teams look around being like, yeah, I wouldn't mind being that 4-5 because sure, Denver beat the Kings the first game after Michael Malone's firing, but that doesn't mean anything once we get to a playoff series. And then, you know, the rest of the way, if you fall all the way to 7, say you lose your first play-in game, but you win your second, if you're the Clippers, that puts you in a 1-8 matchup against OKC.
Ooh,
it's not good.
Man. Yeah, and Steve Kerr talked about it on 95.7 with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, 95.7, our sister station out in San Francisco. And he said, like, forget like the 8 seed of it all, right? Forget maybe having to play OKC. That's 2 extra games that you're playing, potentially, if you're in the play-in. You could be playing 2 extra games. You could be going on the road for one of those games.
Yeah.
And just that's like, we talk in baseball, there's high-stress innings for pitchers. The second inning, if your team's up 7-0, is very different from the 7th inning in a tie game and you have the bases loaded with 1 out. Like, there's high stress pitches and low stress pitches. Those are all high stress games.
Yeah.
Every single minute you're playing, in the first game, if you're the 7-8, you're trying to not have to play a second game. And then if you lose, now all of a sudden your season's on the line. And then if you win that one, okay, now you have to go climb the mountain that is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
So that's where if you're talking about it, again, the Kings are in an unavoidable spot. They're the number 9 seed. But when you're talking about if this game's important for the Clippers or what this means for these teams in the West down the stretch at 3-8, it's like, this is everything. These are ostensibly playoff games for them.
No, totally. And if you are, let's say, like you said, you lose the first one, you're the 8 seed and you drop down. You're the 7, you lose the first, you're going to play. Let's say it's the Kings. who's to say that the Kings team that beat the Cavs last week or beat the Pistons doesn't show up, that Zach LaVine doesn't get on a heater and score 43 against you or 37 against you, and Domas doesn't get a triple-double, and DeMar DeRozan doesn't go for 30. And next thing you know, you're not just playing OKC, you're out of the play-in. I mean, you're out of the playoffs. And you go from a team that today sits at number 5 to a team that could be out of the playoffs in a week. That would be devastating for the Los Angeles Clippers.
That's the Clippers. The Nuggets are also in that exact same boat.
Yep.
The Nuggets, like 2 weeks ago, were the 3 seed.
Well, I mean, but Golden State, Memphis, Minnesota, they're all in the same boat. They're all right there. I mean, this is crazy that you got three teams tied for the 6th spot at 47 and 33 with 2 games left in the season.
And then you also get, when you talk about the Kings, let's assume they beat Dallas in the 9-10 game. They're going to go into that game, whether it's against Denver, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Grizzlies, or the Timberwolves, they're going to go into that game with no pressure.
Yeah.
Every ounce of pressure is going to be on that team, because that team's going to go in thinking, God, we could have been a top 4 seed. And instead, here we are playing for our season in the 8-9 play-in matchup.
Yeah, they might not even realize that what's at stake until midway through the second quarter. Yeah. It's like, uh-oh, wait a sec. We're done? We're done if we lose this game? That would be bad.
It's so funny, too, when you bring up the chances that the Kings just get on a heater, right? Like, we just saw it in Cleveland and Detroit. Those are two perfect examples of, they can string it together for those 2 games. And it wouldn't... But also, it's like, they could also lose to Dallas.
Yeah.
And that gets to the core of everything with the Kings this year. I don't think they will, though. I don't think they're going to lose to Dallas. I'm just super not impressed. I'm impressed that Dallas is able to right the ship and sail into the 10 seed. But when you watch them against the Lakers the other night, and they're still beat up. I know they got Anthony Davis back, but he's clearly not 100%. Gafford and Lively are nice players, but they're a lot less nice when you don't have a point guard like distributing.
Oh yeah,
I'm just not super super sold that the Mavericks are some juggernaut in waiting now that they're healthy.
No, I mean, most of their bigs are rim running bigs, and if you don't have the pick and roll guy to go with them, then they're very ineffective.
God, can you imagine if they had Luka?
Huh, that might be a good spot for him.
God, that's never going to be a thing that I think basketball fans are just over.
No. I would agree.
It's never going to sit right with me. All right. Let's dig into this. Let's dig further into this Kings Clippers game. What are the Clippers playing for? Can the Kings get a win? How do they do it? We'll tell you coming up on the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's pushing buttons. This is ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
And the fact that the Kings have something to play for is a good thing. Like, still playing for a play-in is a good thing. I would much rather see the Kings, fighting in and trying to get into a play-in situation than the first 12 years I covered this team, where they were eliminated from the playoffs usually by January, sometimes in February, where it's like, hey, you've got no shot at all. So, like, look, there needs to be some sort of momentum that you create for yourself here. I just don't know that, from one game to the next, if this team has that switch that, they can do the right things to win games.
Yeah. Just whether they do it or not is anyone's guess. Then you've got the Clippers coming in, and they're a team in the hunt for the number 3 seed, technically. Mm-hmm. The Lakers would have to lose out, and the Lakers get... who do the Lakers have? I have their schedule in front of me here. The Lakers have Houston, who's apparently not trying to win games anymore, and at Portland. So they're very likely not losing out. But the Clippers, in theory, are still playing for the number 3 seed, but if they lose tonight and lose to Golden State, there's a chance that they wind up in the number 8 seed. Mm-hmm. How do the Timberwolves have Brooklyn and Utah left on their schedule? That seems unfair.
I know, but if the Kings had Brooklyn and Utah still on the schedule, I guarantee you it would be a road back-to-back. Like, everyone would be like, oh, they got two easy ones left. You're like, wait, No, one's in Utah, one's in Brooklyn, and then they have to fly back for the play-in the next day.
It's a night game in Utah with a 12:30 tip in Brooklyn the next day.
Yeah, it's something random and weird and right. Like, oh, that's not going to end well.
Yeah. But no, man, the Clippers have a ton to play for going into this game. And I think that's where that's a big part of the motivation tonight for the Kings, like just playing spoiler. Like, it might not affect your place in the standings, but you can really, really have a hand in shaking up the West. And I think if you're going in and you're beating a highly motivated Clippers team, you talk about momentum. That's a huge, huge momentum boost over the next couple. I'm buying the Clippers. I'm officially buying the Clippers because I was super wrong about them to start the year. I didn't feel like they were, because they lost Paul George, Kawhi Leonard's got the injury stuff, and James Harden's older, and it's like, man, Norman Powell is going to be like, more Norman Powell is going to be the answer. But they've gotten Ivica Zubac is playing at a darn near an all NBA level. James Harden has been outstanding. Norman Powell was darn near an all-star. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard is back healthy and playing really, really well down the stretch. Not only was I wrong about the Clippers, but I'm buying in on them in a way that I did not buy in on them as a postseason team last year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we overlook them just because that's who they are. You know, they're a team that's fallen on their face way too many times for us to believe, you know, in who they are as a franchise, who they are as a group of players, and some of the moves they've made, I like them. You know, I really like Terrence Mann. I'm not sure that I would have traded him for Bogdan Bogdanovic at this point. But then again, you watch Bogey play and you're like, hey, they really needed that guy. They really needed that type of guy who can control the offense off the bench. Like, this is a deep and talented team. They've got a lot of, you know, the pieces that would make perfect sense for the Kings.
Let's get to the injury report for tonight, because I think this is going to play a significant role in whether the Kings can swing an upset. What's the Kings injury report look like?
Yeah, we got Jake LaRavia and Malik Monk are out. LaRavia, of course, has a thumb issue. Malik Monk has a calf issue. Monk will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. LaRavia is starting his return to play. Maybe he's back by this weekend, but certainly I would assume another week away from the game would give him an opportunity to play in the play-in game. And Keegan Murray is questionable. He definitely is. He's on the mend, but he's got a low back issue, and he's been questionable for the last three games. So we're gonna have to wait and see if he plays.
How much of his absence do you think is gearing up for the play-in? Like, just making sure that when he comes back, he's healthy?
I don't know, because all of these games mean so much to the Kings. And I think if Keegan could play, they'd want him out there. And the fact that they haven't ruled him out of any game until the day of, until later on in the day, shows you that, you know, they are hopeful that he'll play. And then when he can't go, they're like, okay, this isn't great. And so, you know, low back problems can linger. And so if he can play, I think he'll be out there tonight.
And then what about the Clippers?
Yeah, for the Clippers, Nick Batum, Amir Coffey, and Patty Mills are all out. Norman Powell and Ivica Zubac are both questionable. So, this looks more like an injury report for a team that doesn't care about the game tonight.
Yeah, which is very odd.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe they're just gearing up because they know if they beat Golden State, they'll be in a good spot.
Yeah.
But that's very strange. So what is the Kings starting lineup with no Keegan? Would just be Ellis, LaVine, DeRozan, Trey Lyles, and Sabonis. No changes?
Yeah, that would be the lineup if Murray doesn't play. It'll be Ellis, LaVine, DeRozan, Murray, Sabonis. And if not Murray, it'll be Lyles most likely.
And what do we think about the Clippers starters?
Chris Dunn, James Harden, Derek Jones Jr., Kawhi Leonard, Zubac, I think will be the starters unless, again, they get Norman Powell back. Powell has been, I think, bouncing back and forth between the bench and the starting role, or he did last year. No, he started 58 games. So if Norman Powell can play, he'll start over Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn gives him a better defensive option, But again, a guy who fouls a ton, like ultra aggressive defender who fouls way too much.
I was trying to look at who their backup, if Zubats can't play. Going Mo Bamba, is he still there?
No, Mo Bamba's not there. That's a good question. Drew Eubanks. They don't have Kai Jones anymore.
Oh, Drew Eubanks, of course.
Yeah, huh. That's a matchup.
Well, boy, is it.
I think we could probably see Kawhi play minutes on Domas if they don't have their center. But Zubats has been good.
What's your matchup of the game? This is an interesting one that you wrote down.
Yeah, for me, I've got Zach LaVine against James Harden. And I know they might not defend each other all that much, but you know what? They might have to. I think you need, if you're the Kings, you need a 30-plus point night out of Zach LaVine. You need him to be the focal point because that's where this team looks functionally the best, when he's just a crazy, crazy scorer from all over the court. And if you can get him rolling and you can keep James Harden from, you know, having one of those crazy big nights where he's basically just shooting from the perimeter and giving you nothing else, I think the Kings have a shot.
Yeah, man. And I think there's part of it, like there's the defensive aspect. But if James Harden does get hot like that and just start scoring, that's where I want to see Zach LaVine take over the game a little bit. Like, all right, they've got a guy that the Kings have a guy who can go shot for shot with James Harden. So go do it.
Yeah,
that's what I would like to see tonight for sure. That's a very, very good one. James Ham's there. Joe Brazil is on the ones and twos. I'm Kyle Madsen. We'll have keys to a Kings victory. Finally getting a win over the Clippers. We'll have the keys coming up next here on ESPN 1320. That is Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Ham and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.